Now, there's a few things on that last day, maybe I'd could have juggled the bowls slightly differently in hindsight. There's so much that you do think about, but ultimately, in terms of the declaration and the way we went about it, we're a side that wanna, when we get opportunities to win, go out and do just that. And we said, I spoke to the group and we all thought it was the right thing to do. I obviously did as captain, and lads were up for the challenge. And as I said, the West Indies played very well on a wicket that did seem to get better throughout that last day. And they played some good cricket, and you have to take your hat off sometimes and say well played to the opposition. But yeah, you're learning all the time. Me as captain, as players as well. And as long as we're better for that, and you know, we learn from those experiences, then ultimately down the line we'll become a better team as well.
One change to the side, Joe. Toby Rowland-Jones in on his home ground instead of Chris Wokes. Is that more for Toby's local knowledge?
This week we went in thinking, what side's going to win in these conditions? And looking at the surface, home ground, the way Toby's been bowling over the course of this summer, it was obviously a big ask for Chris to come back in and produce the form that he did last summer. And you know, fully expecting that Toby will be able to come in and produce a similar sort of performance that he has done throughout this summer. You come into this week and the situation is that we're 1-1, and you've got to make sure that you pick the team that you think is going to win. What's going to be the best for, give us the best chance of coming out of this series on top. And you know, this is what we've gone with, and I'm really looking forward to hopefully another good week and finishing off what's been an exciting year's Test cricket in England.
And of course, there's that man James Anderson, who could get 500 Test wickets in this match, and you're hopeful that he'll carry on through the Ashes and maybe here again next summer.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. You know, the performances he's put in throughout this year have been exceptional. He's the leader of our bowling unit, if you like. A lot of experience. A lot of the guys work with him and chat to him quite closely about seam bowling and quick bowling and strategies and technique and all the rest of it. And you know, he's got a lot to offer to this team, and not just his performances, but the way he holds himself in and around the dressing room with other guys. He's very good. He's extremely good, and hopefully he can have another great week and be another milestone, which just shows how valuable he is to this team.
We're coming to the end now of your first full summer of Test captaincy. Anything surprised you about the job?
A number of things. I think that you're always learning all the time. You expect there to be challenges, and you expect there to be things you have to overcome, but you don't know exactly what they're going to be. And throughout the course of this year, I've had a number of different things to work through and around, and thankfully I've got a great bunch of guys that make that a lot easier. Even through if we've had bad weeks or things haven't gone our way, we're a strong bunch of individuals that, you know, pull together really well, and we, you know, work really well around the dressing room, but out on the field as well. And that's a great place to be, and it's a pleasure to captain this group of players because of that atmosphere and attitude around the group.